Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is Golf Training A's Reviewed, the podcast with your co-host Scott Patton and Colin Gehring. Hey, Colin, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Scott.
So you were out in Hawaii the last couple weeks.
Oh, and it was beautiful. And the weather was fantastic, as always.
And I understand you liked it so much you're heading back there.
I'm going back Friday for another couple of weeks. I couldn't get enough. And, you know,
all right.
There are so many great golf courses in Hawaii. And it's just always beautiful there. It just feels like you're in the jungle and there's so many flowers growing in the golf course. I think I need to take a whole schwack more pictures and post them on our website for people.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to seeing them.
Yeah.
And what about Tiger Woods this week?
Amazing, isn't he? Wins five in a row.
Five in a row. Unbelievable.
I love how he thinks, too, because Tiger is not – I mean, he's obviously been working hard with Hank Haney on his mechanics and – playing, but you know, so much of it is his mental thinking. And you know, he says it's nice when you get on a roll like this where things are just happening. And he admits he gets some lucky breaks and some great bounces, but you know, when you look at Tiger, he makes some bad shots as well. And I think the mark of a great champion is when you can make a bad shot and just let it go and come back and make the next shot fantastic. And I think
right.
That's one thing I certainly struggle with when I get, you know, stick one in the woods or put it in the lake somewhere. I kind of have a hard time sometimes for the next few holes getting over that frustration and just coming right back and taking a charge and going after it and continuing. Because really, there's every player has mistakes in every round, and Tiger's, you know, really to admit that, you know, he gets some lucky breaks, but also things sometimes don't go the way you want them to, and you just have to keep mentally coming back. That's the challenge of golf.
That's right. Like you say, focus, focus, focus,
and
play the ball from wherever it lies.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, we're looking forward to hearing more of your adventures in Hawaii, and I understand we've got a couple books that you've been reading that you want to share with the listeners this week.
You know, Scott, these are books that I've had on my shelf for a long time, and I keep reading them because they're such golf classics. And if people have not read these books, they're really a must for your library. The first, well, they're both by Harvey Pinnock. And the first one is Harvey Pinnock's Little Red Book. And it's actually the best-selling sports book of all time.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, what's great about it is Harvey Pinnock tells this really in story form about different people that he's worked with. He's worked with a lot of great golfers, including Tom Kite, Ben Crenshaw, Kathy Whitworth, Byron Nelson. And so, you know, it's really basically him describing the stories of how different people came and took lessons and the things that they learned. And you know, he talks a lot about how your golfing brain and your muscles learn. And,
yep.
You know, there's a lot of the psychology and how you really need to improve your thinking around the golf course is embedded into these books. So they're just some really classic reads, and they're not a difficult read, and it's not a technical type of golf instruction at all. More, he calls it his lessons and teaching from a lifetime on golf. And,
right.
Just talks even a lot about life. And so.
I like the first sentence in his book. An old pro told me that originality does not consist of saying that which has never been said before. It consists of saying what you have to say that you know to be the truth. And, yeah, a wise teacher and a lot of interesting things to say about playing the game of golf.
Yeah. Well, Tom Kite says this is the most important golf instruction book ever written. And, you know, I think even his style is so different than a lot of people who you might take a lesson from, because he's just about trying to help you figure out in your head where you're at and where you need to go.
And one of Harvey's students was Ben Crenshaw, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, an interesting story about Ben Crenshaw. He actually was needing to win a tournament to be able to qualify to get into the Masters a number of years ago. And, in fact, this is written about a little bit, I believe, in the last book we reviewed, is that golf is a game of confidence. And, you know, he needed to win. And basically, he won, and the Sunday night that he won, the week before the Masters, is when Harvey Pinnock died.
Wow.
And so Ben Crenshaw was pretty disturbed and was thinking of not even going to the Masters because Ben Harvey Pennock's funeral was on Wednesday. And so they actually, a few people, they went and flew out to you know, just to be with Harvey Pennock's family, and they all said, you know, the best thing that you could do, Ben, was to actually play in the Masters. So he played, and I can't remember if he won or if he got...
Actually, I was just checking that, and he won.
Yeah.
He
right.
hold he yeah, he won the 1995 Masters.
That's right.
And Harvey Pennock had passed away just before the tournament.
That's right.
Isn't it? What a story. You talk about being inspired by somebody.
It really is. And, you know, Ben Crenshaw, it's interesting because I remember Ben Crenshaw when I was a kid reading about him in golf magazines. He's been around for quite a long time and played in the era of Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer and played with all those guys. And, you know, really forever, Ben Crenshaw has been noted as one of the best putters on the PGA Tour. So he had a very close relationship with Harvey It's interesting how he used that. And Ben Crenshaw has actually been coming back this last year and playing extremely well. In the U.S. Open, he was the oldest player in the U.S. Open that qualified and was actually in second and third place on the third and last day. And then he just made a couple of shots into the woods and fell out of the lead. But he had a very good chance of coming back to win again.
So, wow.
Yeah.
So, and A Game for a Lifetime, what did you think of that book?
You know, that's his second book, and again, it's just more classic stories, and talks a lot about just, you know, his work with Hal Sutton, and, you know, some other players, so, yeah, it's great. You know, he talks a lot about how to have fun on the golf course, and how to enjoy, you know, just make the course a pleasure, and it's just a lot of lessons about really how to enjoy the game of golf. Great read. Highly recommend it.
Great. So a little bit of late summer reading for everybody out there. Harvey Pennock's Little Red Book and Game for a Lifetime. We'll put some links up on our website so that you can find them if you can't find them at your local bookstore. And our website is http://golfreviews.podomatic.com. And we look forward to you leaving your comments there. Let us know what you think of our podcast. If you've got any products that you're thinking maybe you'd like to get and try, our job is to review them. So we make sure that you get the good stuff and not the bad stuff, right?
Absolutely.
And Colin, you're going to be heading off to Hawaii once more. So I guess our next podcast will be a Trans-Pacific podcast once again.
Probably from the 19th hole somewhere.
From the 19th hole, that's right. Great. Well, this is Scott Patton and Colin Gehring saying get out there and practice and play some golf and enjoy yourself. Until next time, goodbye.
Aloha.